Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I am one of the hosts of this program. Happy 4th of July weekend. I'm Ann Baldwin.
And I'm Lisa N. Kenoki. Happy July 4th.
God bless America, right?
That's it.
That's all we can do. Anyway, that's another show for another day. I'm really excited, Lisa, because I've had her on the show before, but it's so great to have Sarah Cody from WTNH Channel 8 on with us today.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Yay,
hey,
guys.
Sarah. Hi. I got to tell you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're so great to be here. We appreciate it. I got to tell you, Lisa, and I mean this, Sarah Cody is one of the nicest people in the broadcasting industry and beyond. It's not just about that, but you've done so many great stories over the years. You've been around for a little while. You can talk
about that
if you want. But first, let's start with how many Emmys you got on those countertops right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks so much for the kind words, first off. I have three. I was just up for two more a few weeks ago and didn't win them. But we had a great time at the Emmy ceremony in Boston. It was the first time it was back for a couple of years. It had been virtual for a few years. And honestly, I'm always so happy when I'm invited to the party. So all good. It was great to go.
It is all good. And we'll give you a virtual trophy because I know that there are a lot of people that appreciate all the good work that you do, Sarah. And it's just got to be so fun because what I love is that, you know, you really tell heartwarming stories, not only adventurous stuff, but stuff that pulls at the heartstrings. You know, the diversity in your reporting is just something to be admired.
And as a grandmother of like 10 plus here, I always love that. I call it Adventures with Gigi. So we definitely tune in to see what you're going to say is your next adventure so we can see if we can kind of top it or follow it with you.
No, that's funny.
I love my niche. I feel very honored to be able to tell in my Connecticut Families segment all different kinds of family stories around the state. And people trust me with, you know, like you said, these very heartwarming, important stories. And I love getting out and meeting people and doing that. And then I've been able to, you know, I did Day Trippers at Fox 61 for so many years. And I've been able to kind of channel those stories again through Destination New England, which is a show that we are now doing on News 8, highlighting different tourism spots and travel opportunities for folks in the area. So yes, it's been fun to do the adventure stories again.
Let's talk a little bit about that because Destination New England is actually going to air right after this radio show this morning, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, WTNH Channel 8. Make sure that you tune it on. So tell us what folks can expect to see in this encore presentation of this great program, Sarah.
Yeah, so this is such great timing because it is coming up at 10 a.m. on News 8. It is an hour-long special. We've done four of them. It is a partnership between the various New England affiliates and our company, Nexstar. So we are hyper aware of how families are struggling right now with the high gas prices, with inflation. And we really wanted to bring forward a show that would give suggestions for really affordable, doable family outings this summer. So as I said, we partnered with our affiliates and we have different outings in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Western Massachusetts to bring to viewers. Everything from a brand new pedal boat that you pedal with your feet. It's like a pedal party boat out of Milford, Connecticut. Yeah, it was great. To a tour of Queechee, Vermont, which is beautiful. I'm sure many of you listeners know it. It's where the Simon Pierce glass factory is. There's some beautiful nature centers there. We show you Waterfire in Providence. We take you to Iggy's restaurant. I wonder how many people out there have been to Iggy's in Rhode Island, famous for all kinds of New England summer food, you know, the clam cakes, the clam chowder, the whole thing. So it's a really comprehensive, fun show. It's well done. We had Sam Cantro on, a meteorologist at News 8, on drone duty. So a lot of the shots were done. We filmed the show at Brownstone Exploration and Discovery Park, also at Powder Ridge, which you think of as a winter destination, but has a brand new water slide this summer. Wow. And we used the drone for, you know, much of the work that we did. And the show just looks great. And we would love for folks to tune in and get some ideas for summer travel and tell us what they think.
So curious, Sarah, did you go on the new Powder Ridge, you know, the little slide there? Because I'm going to follow you if you've gone.
I actually didn't. They didn't have it working when we were there that day. So we had to send a photographer back to get the footage. But it is very cool. They've lined, you know, basically one of the ski trails with, you know, the water resistant tarp there. And you send an inner tube down with a kid and have a nice little slip and slide there. It looked great.
So are you finding that with, you know, COVID and everything and people really dying to get outside and back into kind of what our new normal is, do you find that some of the businesses and amusements have kind of altered or catered to different things now with their, you know, business expansion? Or what is it that you're finding as you're going through these different destinations?
You know, the last 2 years for Destination New England in 2020 and 2021, we focused really on how folks could get out in the pandemic, and what attractions were doing to keep people safe and to, you know, still invite people to come. And we really found in those 2 years that people were gravitating towards outdoor activities, towards outdoor dining. We had a segment on camping. This year, I feel that the hunger to get out is much stronger. I mean, I think the first year we did the special, the vaccine wasn't even out yet. Hmm. I do feel that this year people feel much more confident and want to get out. There's a hunger to get out. Outdoor activities still very, very popular. We talked a little bit about how masks are still required some places, but a lot of places are not requiring them anymore. People should definitely check the states and destinations websites before they head out to see what the protocols are. But I definitely feel people are feeling good.
Yeah, because I just came back from the West Coast and the Santa Monica Pier and all these different places. I took a few of my grandchildren and it was wall-to-wall people and no one with a mask. And on the West Coast, I found that the COVID, COVID was up on the West Coast, but people still seem to have no fear outside. So I was just wondering how you felt. I told my grandkids, hey, put your mask on, even if, you know, we are vaccinated. The rest, I felt that we still have to be mindful on the plane for other people. We still have to be mindful for ourselves, because we're all traveling and coming from different places and spaces. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think even if we want to be out, I think we still have to be kind of mindful if we want to kind of keep being out like we are.
That's right. And a lot of, you know, the beauty of this and in the piece that Sarah's done is a lot of these things are outside.
Right.
And I just, you know, I don't believe we appreciate how fortunate we are here in New England, because as you mentioned, Sarah, we're talking about Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. They're all right here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We can do so many fun things right in our own backyard.
Yes.
We don't have to drive and pay those gas prices to go so far to enjoy things that other people travel from all over the country to come see.
Yes.
Right. And we have this, you know, beautiful state parks. We have parks that you can go to on the water that are affordable. So we have a lot to offer right here. And one thing that we do highlight in the show is that the Connecticut Free Summer Program for kids under 18 is back. That was launched during the pandemic, and it was such a success that Connecticut is keeping it going this summer. So it's not all locations, not all museums, but it's many, many of them.
What is that?
That kids under 18 can get in for free.
And that's, so, isn't it with one adult or something, you can get into certain museums to just experience it, correct?
Yep. So definitely check online about that. But that's a great perk that's coming back this summer.
That sounds great. And I love the fact that WTNH, Sarah, gives you the opportunity to do these kinds of stories. You know, it's a lot to tell a reporter and a photographer that go do what you need to do, take your time, and we're not going to pull you for breaking news, right? Unless all hell's breaking loose.
They're good. Yeah, they keep me in my niche. They know, they value those family stories and the also the travel stories, they know that viewers like them. So they do, you know, most of the time keep me there in my niche, and I do appreciate it.
So another reminder, right after this program, WTNH Channel 8 Destination New England, check it out. Now, Sarah, you're also the weekend anchor. So today's your day off. So thanks for taking time on your day off to spend with Lisa and I. And this is a holiday weekend. And I get, before we get to what's going on this weekend, and that's what Sarah's going to tell us about, what's going on today, Sunday, what's going on tomorrow, 4th of July. But you and Ashley Baylor do such a great job on the weekends. And
thank you.
It's very well done, but yet very approachable. And I respect that.
We have a lot of fun, and people notice and, you know, send us tweets and Facebook messages and things all the time that it's fun to watch us. And and to have that rapport with somebody, especially on a morning show, is really special. We have a lot of fun. And for me, you know, for many, many years, I covered my stories. That's kind of my bread and butter. And I love my stories. They're my babies. But anchoring the show has been a lot of fun. And it's just an opportunity to, you know, I have this big personality, and it's just an opportunity to share that with viewers in a different way. And I do feel that I've connected with them in a different way because of it. And, you know, sure, like, there are challenges to working the weekend mornings. It's changed my social life on the weekend nights for sure. But it's this small crew, and we all have fun, and there's a lot of benefits to it too. I'm home by the time my kids are getting out of bed, frankly.
Well, that's the beauty of having an 18-year-old and 16-year-old boys, right? They sleep late. You know, you come dragging in. They don't even probably realize mom's already worked a full day.
Like a whole day. They have no idea. It's hilarious.
And you have some great colleagues there, a combination of people from every station that's all down there at Channel 8 now.
And some of the best dressed.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. It feels like a really great crew right now. We just have a lot of people who are committed to Connecticut, who have experience here, who have connections here. And it shows. It makes a difference. So, yeah, we're very proud of our team.
So I got to say, too, good leadership starts at the top. And Rich Graziano, who's the general manager down at WTNH, and he's been around for a long time at other stations. But since he's been there, Sarah, I think we can say that he's really invested in the people, not only the people that you see on air, but the reporters and the back staff. And if you can get good people in this industry and you can keep them, I think that says a lot for the product that comes out and a lot of what's going on at Channel 8.
And even if you can acquire them, like Rich Coppola, who I know.
Isn't Rich great? Yeah.
We love Rich Coppola and also
so
Dennis Howes. So again, you have a hodgepodge, but really seasoned people who are committed to the art, you know, their actual love of reporting the news. And I think it shows.
You got it. I mean, Rich Graziano is all about bringing in the best, most experienced people in the state. And he's so enthusiastic. He's fun to work for. You know, he has real vision. I worked for him at Fox 61 too. And so, we're in a good place right now for sure.
And it's good to see, you know, people with longevity and experience when something else runs out or you hit the glass ceiling, to end up in another place where someone else really respects and takes advantage of that. And so that's another good thing that I see here in Connecticut happening, especially at Channel 8.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about what's going on this weekend here in Connecticut. So we kind of lost a little bit. We lost yesterday, but it's only Sunday. So there's still lots of great things to do and see in Connecticut this 4th of July weekend. And Sarah, you also gather those things up. I don't know how you narrow it down to 8 things to do, but you do. So why don't you share with our listeners, you know, what you think are going to be the hot events to attend this weekend?
All right, I will. Yeah, let me just go over 8 things to do this weekend. First of all, I've done stories for a long time here in the state, right, Anne? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, people really like this little segment. I have people stopping me all the time saying, love your roundup of things to do, and I learn about so much to do. And I have a lot of fun with it. So, yes, let's talk about this weekend. Lots of fireworks going on around there, around the state. Hartford Yard Goats, Dunkin' Donuts Park on Sunday. Also on Sunday, there are fireworks shows in Madison, in Waterbury. There are fireworks shows at Lake Compounds both nights of the weekend.
So is that Saturday and Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Monday, we have fireworks at Quassy in Middlebury. New Britain. Woo-hoo! At Willowbrook Park. I think we got a New Britain
my
person
hometown.
In the house.
Yes.
All New right. Britain. And also New Haven. And at News 8, we are involved in the New Haven fireworks this year. They're happening at around 9 a.m. They're happening around 9 p.m. on Monday night. And we will be live streaming them on WTNH.com. We will also be showing them live on WCTX Channel 9, our sister station. So that's very exciting to be involved with this year. And just a couple other things, if fireworks aren't your thing. We have Marine Encounter Cruises out of the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. They're happening both Saturday and Sunday. There's also a big arts and crafts fair with food trucks at the Town Hall in Niantic. That's gone on for years and looks like a great event. Smokey Joe's Cafe is playing at the Ivoryton Playhouse here in Ivoryton, a section of Essex. So there is a lot to do around the state.
If you had to say what was one of your favorite things to do with your kids, give us a couple of things for age range, because now, you know, with teenagers, what would you do with them as opposed to when they were younger? Give us just a couple of things during that, you know, July 4th week.
Gosh.
Even after, you know, you have the July 4th, some people make an extended week and they're mm-hmm. off. So give us some ideas of what would be your kind of go-to, because you kind of help us without us having to do all the homework.
Well, we love to go to the beach. I mean, that's like our top thing to do. Okay. So folks can do that at Hammonasset, or there's some beautiful beaches you can go to actually up the Mystic Stonington Way, New London.
Yeah. In fact, they have the Amistad ship, I think you can see also through, I believe,
oh, yeah?
through July 5th or somewhere around there. I believe you can see it down at Mystic.
Okay. And Brownstone is a great place to go for kids of all ages. I mean, kids my ages 16 and 18 would still love to go there. It's the Exploration and Discovery Park there in the quarry in Portland. Actually have a funny story about Brownstone. May I share it?
Sure.
Yes.
So photographer Mike Piskorski and I have worked together for more than 20 years, worked together at Fox 61 also here at News 8. And we did the story when Brownstone opened as this Exploration Discovery Park years ago. We were just talking about it the other day. We were probably in our early 30s. And we were like jumping off the cliff jumps and zip lining across the quarry. And we took a GoPro underwater. We're swimming underwater and showing people like splashing in under there. And it was a very creative piece, one of our favorites. And we just returned last year for Destination New England, speaking of Destination New England. And we were joking. It was like AARP, you know, returns to Brownstone. In our late 40s, everything was different. Like, he was boosting me up on the iceberg, like, girl, let me give you a lift. He threw out his back on the slide. I shouldn't laugh, but like, he gets off the slide at the end of the day crooked. It's like, I'm all right. I'm okay. And it took him a couple days to recover. So yes, I'm still adventurous, but we do find things like sitting on the beach to be a whole
safer,
lot of fun too, right?
Safer and fun. That's the thing.
Right.
And the beauty of it too, Sarah, is you've had the opportunity to work closely with Mike Piskorski from WTNH, who's also been to various stations across the state and is one of the best. And when you become a team, don't you just love that? You love that consistency.
Yes.
You talk about you've worked together. You've got that longevity. It's like it's like having a work husband.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is. We joke about that.
It is. But
you know, in our business, like, we're in the car for a long time mm-hmm, together, yeah. going to locations. So it's helpful to be friends and to, you know, he knew me before I had my kids. You know, we know each other so well. And in terms of becoming a team doing news stories, like, he knows what I'm thinking now. I know what he's thinking mm-hmm. now. He knows how I write. You know, I can envision what he's going to put to my writing. So it elevates the piece when you have a partnership like that.
There really
sure.
is. Yeah.
He's fantastic.
He is one of the best around. And,
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
a chemistry. And what people wouldn't realize sometimes I found when I went out on news stories is that they treat the news photographer like a secondhand citizen, right? And they don't, and they wouldn't understand that. Listen, those are the pictures that go with the story.
That's
that
right.
person can
How
make or break it.
Exactly.
They are
right.
such a critical component of the team.
Yes.
And that's why your work is so wonderful, Sarah, is because you have that team. So if you're listening to this and, you know, respect that news photographer right. out there. They work their butts
name.
Off.
Get his name.
Or her name.
Or her name. That's right.
We have to be politically correct.
That's right. Yep. If you want to be in the picture, you can't overlook the person taking the shot.
Right.
That's true.
We have to look forward to? Sarah Cody from WTNH, what are you working on? What's next?
I actually have shot some great stories lately that I can't wait to air. One of them was with the second fastest dog in the country. He lives right here in Connecticut, and his name is Happy.
Happy.
And he's been competing. He was at the Westminster Dog Show recently. He's got a Purina Dog Show coming up. And I went to his agility course with him and his trainer. She taught me how to do agility with him. And he is so cute. And it's a super cute story. So that will be coming up soon.
What type of pup is he?
He's a Sheltie.
A Sheltie.
Mm. Okay.
Looks like a little tiny Lassie.
Lassie. That's right. That's how we know what Shelties are. Little Lassie. Yes.
But he's only like 14 pounds, which I wouldn't have guessed because of that long Lassie hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was just this cute little puffball, so fast and had so much fun doing his thing. So that's going to be a fun story to share.
Okay, well, we're going to be looking for that one because I know people also like to get dogs during the summer. So that'll be the next thing. Where can we take our dog? Because that's something, Sarah, we always...
Not to the fireworks. Can I tell you that?
Yeah, definitely not.
Oh, my gosh. No. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Like, I almost have to stay home most of the weekend because my dog just freaks out with fireworks.
Yeah.
So this is a good public service announcement reminder. You know, if you got them through Friday and Saturday's fireworks, make sure, you know, that you keep them close and out of ear range because, boy, they can hear that stuff. And it's sad.
Yeah.
But we also have to celebrate. So we just got to do the right thing, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So do you enterprise your own stories or do people contact you?
I do. No, people, I do all, I set up all my own stories. And I think that's a really unique niche. It's just, it sort of started when I had the column in the Current, and we always enterprise our own day trippers too. So it is something I've done for a long time. But you know, when I had my column, it's like they really wanted me to write about each week just something that was on my mind. And so that was when I sort of started taking really the reins with what I do. And people ask all the time, how do you do it? How do you find stories? It's very organic. You know, I aired a story this past week on News 8 about a man that I literally ran into at an event, and he was running with crutches and looked like he'd been through something pretty major. And, you know, I just sort of stopped and started talking to him. And he is a New Haven school teacher who was hit by a truck in 2019 and told that he would never walk again. And he said, nope, that's not going to happen. I'm determined. And he was at Gaylord for a while, and he not only walked again, but he runs again.
Wow.
And just ran for 24 hours straight to challenge himself as an ultra run, and ended up with 35 miles. And he's just such an inspirational guy. That aired this week on News 8 on Thursday. You can find it on WTNH.com if you care to see it. But it's just an example of how, like, I just sort of saw him on the street and struck up a conversation with him. So I just, it's very organic how I find my stories, and I'm lucky with it. You know, I'll do a story about someone and they'll say to me, oh, I have this friend with a great story. There is literally a great story around every corner. That is what
true.
I found.
There really is. And sometimes
there
it's
really
as simple as that, walking up to somebody and somebody
just
wants
taking an interest in people. What's going on in that person's life?
Yeah, yep.
Everybody has a story. We just have
everybody has a
listen.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually saw that. That was a great story and just so inspirational, Sarah. And it's, you know, you've got that emotional attachment to your reporting, which I think is so unique. And it seems like you just really take it all in and then try to put it all out. And it's got to be challenging for you to take what is a story, right, Lisa? You know, you film for how many hours
and then
you got to cut it down to what, 2 minutes, maybe a minute, 30
right.
seconds.
Yeah.
There's the
right.
challenge.
You're right, but that is where experience comes into. You know what I mean? I've been writing stories for such a long time. Like, it just kind of all comes together now, which is great.
It is. Well, Sarah Cody from WTNH Channel 8, weekend anchor and reporter extraordinaire. You are such a pleasure to have on. And Lisa and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and our listeners today, because, you know, we might just be sitting around today going, you know what, now that we've heard from Sarah about all these great things, let's get off the couch.
Yeah, let's get
and go
later.
On the water slide.
Yeah,
that's it.
go on the water slide.
Yes.
Put on the bathing suit. Do what you got to do, because it is 4th of July weekend, and we hope that everybody has a very safe and happy 4th of July. And let's not forget what this holiday is really all about, too. It's Independence Day, right?
It's Independence Day. That's it.
That's it. Well, Sarah, thank you. Keep up the good work, and we'll check in with you again next time. And tell all my buddies that just, you know, dress like millionaires down there that I said hello.
Yeah, we said hi.
Tell them to
shout us out, too, so they can tune in and hear us say great things about you all, and also for us to all get out on the road and watch Destination New England.
You got it.
Exactly.
Lisa
it.
And thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Oh, we always love having you here, Sarah. And of course, thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.